I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A dramatic escalation in tension between the U.S. and Iran puts Christians in the crosshairs in Iraq. A partner shares some thoughts and observations upon entering into another season of prayer. Speaking of which, a ministry to some of the largest Muslim nations in the world is putting out a call for prayer warriors. And if that's you, keep listening for the details. We'll begin today in the Middle East, where last week's Iraq attacks put believers in the crosshairs. Ali with Global Catalytic Ministries tells us,
Iran and many Middle Eastern countries look at Christianity as a Western influence, and especially as a U.S. influence. So whenever they want to make a statement to Western culture, they always arrest Christians or do worse things, beat them, torture them, kill them.
An ongoing back and forth between the U.S. and Iran escalated in recent days with attacks on a U.S. embassy and an Iranian general. No matter what happens next, Ali says most of the region will probably follow Iran's lead.
Iraq, Bahrain, most of these countries, Kuwait, Afghanistan, were all part of the Persian Empire before World War One. After World War One, it became known as Iran.
While it may seem counterintuitive, Ali says tensions actually support ministry.
When there's chaos, the gospel flourishes. You know, we're seeing the biggest revival in the Middle East since the Islamic conquest.
Ali also describes a few ways to help at missionnews.org.
We need to have people in the West and North America pray that we can have strategies, tactics, and the boldness to spread the gospel during this chaos that we're seeing in Iran, Iraq, and the rest of the Middle East.
Next, for many evangelical and Western Christians, the Christmas trees are down and decorations boxed away. But Christmas isn't over for everybody. Orthodox believers will celebrate the birth of Jesus tomorrow, January 7th, the hub of Orthodoxy in Eastern Europe. But Orthodox Christians also reside in countries like Syria, Egypt, and Kazakhstan. And in these countries, Orthodox believers may face significant danger tomorrow as they gather for Christmas services. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the real threat of extremist attacks presents a challenge.
For the leaders of the church, this is a celebration of the birth of Christ. We don't want it to be about how many metal detectors did you have to go through to get into the service. We want it to be about the birth of Christ. It's a challenge. It's a challenge to account for the security concerns, but keep the focus on the spiritual nature of the event.
Would you mark your calendar tomorrow to pray for Orthodox Christians?
I think this is a great reminder that the body of Christ is bigger than the North American church. It's bigger than even the evangelical church. So we need to make a point to be aware on January 7th and be reminded to pray for the parts of the body of Christ that are celebrating Christmas that day and often at great risk.
And church planting requires tenacity, faith, and devotion to expanding God's kingdom, but it also requires tangible materials. That's why in 2020, FMI's Bruce Allen says they want to support partners in Pakistan, Indonesia, Kenya, and all over the world with Bibles in many forms.
The hunger for God's word is palpable across all these fields that I've seen in the last few years. Even though they're what we consider some of the darkest areas spiritually in the world, where governments appear closed to the gospel.
To help churches grow in these potentially dangerous areas, FMI provides Bibles on SD microcards, solar-powered audio devices, and more. And this year, they're hoping to provide more Bibles than ever before.
We're trusting God to be doing some great things. He says, when I give my word, it doesn't return to me empty or void. And we believe that's the major tool that these partners need in these countries. So we really want to resource them well.
FMI has promised an exciting announcement regarding 2020 plans in the next few months. So stick with Mission Network News to hear more. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.